This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Have you ever spotted McDonald's hot, crispy fries right as they're being scooped into the carton? And time just stands still. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
My favorite.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And amongst the large crowd, the big heart of his wife, Ellen, beats a little faster.
Strike three called! Strikeout number 3,000 for Clayton Kershaw!
If there's any human being that deserves that sort of moment, it's him.
Earlier on the show, Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler. Coming up, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, that's right. Hour number two of this Thursday show, day before our nation celebrates its birthday. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on The Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel. We're Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 375. The whole gang's right here on Odyssey as well. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Tommy P., Tom Pelissero. Is going to join us on this program, right?
I'm ready to send him a video.
Oh, geez.
Oh, I'm so silly. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's go to first up. Jonathan in Maryland's been hanging on. Phone lines are lit, by the way, which I think is awesome, since we all will be tomorrow. What's going on, Jonathan?
That's true.
What? Is this thing on?
This is definitely on.
You're in vacay mode.
What's up, Jonathan?
I was wondering, take out the team, the NBA team that you root for. I'm a Celtics fan. Take that out of the discussion just based on what you think would be good for the stories for the NBA. Is it not obvious that LeBron needs to go to Cleveland, win a championship, and end his career there?
That's
the East is weak. I'm a Celtics fan. We're not going to be good this year. He needs to go to Cleveland, win a championship, retire, and that ends it. Isn't that the only possible option? Because he's not going to win one in L.A.
First of all, you know, I guess, I mean, if you're from Ohio, you know what I mean?
It's perfect for them.
If you're New York, what better way is than to go to New York, do it in the Mecca, and get the Knicks in the Canyon of Heroes? I mean, and suddenly he's a guy that, that there's a meal that he, won't ever purchase again.
Katz's Deli?
In New York, Miami, hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, or I guess home state of Ohio, and here in Los Angeles. I mean, to be very honest with you, Jonathan, that's what I'm thinking. You know, like,
yeah, but you're
go
a
to
Knicks
the Knicks.
Fan, so you would think that.
Well, I mean, I guess it's storybook, right? That the kid from Akron, who actually did one for Cleveland before he retires, goes back to Cleveland. But, you know, that's my two cents on it, and I appreciate the call and the food for thought, Jonathan. You know, I mean, but DeAndre Ayton is coming. Like, that's that business with it is the Dodgers cap an indication of his thoughts, but yeah.
What's happening?
No, I know that. Yeah. And so, what?
2-year deal.
They now have the first and third overall picks of the 2018 NBA draft.
This is now the ninth first overall pick that LeBron has played with.
Is that right? And maybe, you know, he'll take Spite Zempic, but for his attitude.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
Luka's got on Spite Zempic for the Mavericks. People who are like, you drink too much. You're not taking care of your body.
He's European.
You're always falling apart at the end of the season. Take care of your body now. You know? So he's on Spite Zempic. He looks great. Maybe DeAndre Ayton can take, you know... What like Motozempic? You know?
Attitudezempic.
Attitudezempic? Yeah. That's I don't know. That's a long. I mean, we're spitballing here for RES Consulting.
A lot of times these drugs don't make any sense.
Because that's the whole business. It's just like, you know, in the same way that when Luka is done with the Mavericks, or the Mavericks are done with him, it's just like, yeah, there were concerns about signing him to the Supermax contract because of his body shape.
Conditioning.
To use an old ESPN2 phrase. You know, body shaping. You're not going to see Luka on body shaping in 1997 on ESPN2 at 10:30 in the morning.
Luka and Keanu Tom.
You know, I'm going to say your name one more time. Corey. Yes, right.
Flex appeal.
And you're hearing, you know, Ayton had a terrible attitude, complained when he was taken out of games.
Slam chairs.
Late for flights, late for meetings. Yeah.
Brockman does that when we go to break sometimes, so that he slams chairs.
So, yeah. Hear me out.
Like my take?
Let's say DeAndre Ayton plays to his capabilities.
Okay.
Can we just do this right?
Sure.
Him, Reeves, Rui, LeBron, Luka, you know, year two of Connect. Where else am I going here? Add another player here or there.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not the top. Who am I?
I pick up what you're putting.
Bronny,
stop it.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I'm putting together a team that last year.
That's a top six in the West.
Perform right, that's a playoff team.
Sure.
And we've seen playoff teams catch fire in a way.
They're not in the play-in. They're a firm top six.
And let's see a Spite Zempic Luka, right? Let's see what that looks like. Let's see what Redick is in year two. Let's see what Luka's entire year in the system looks like.
Full year, yeah.
I mean, Ayton dropped out of the contractual buyout heavens. Mm-hmm. What did you say about a report about the Mavericks? Before the show, you saying something along the lines, but what was this?
Oh, McMenamin.
McMenamin.
Dave was on the radio locally here, I think, with the Mason in Ireland, and they were saying that Dallas would be interested in LeBron, but only in a buyout situation.
Why would the Lakers buy him out? Only unless he says, "I want the hell out of here." Like I'm not. But does he really want out of here? Does he really?
Nobody knows.
I don't know, man. Well, maybe Maddox does. We'll talk about it. But Ayton is an upgrade. Big time.
Big time.
Yes. Yes. Let's get the most out of him. Let's do it. Let's get LeBron saying in his getting in his grill and go, let's go.
You want a farewell tour? You want him to say this is his last year coming up?
No, I don't. Because maybe it's not. Maybe he wants to play year 24, year 25. Okay. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah,
you're getting $50 million per, and you're playing at the top of your game still? He had an incredible season last year. Incredible. So why would the Lakers do the Mavericks a favor, just as a return favor? Thanks for the pocket listing of Luka. Here's LeBron all wrapped up for you, because we bought him out. Get out of here, man.
It's not LeBron's team anymore. They're building for Luka in 2027.
And would you agree with that assessment, storybook ending?
Storybook ending to go back to Cleveland?
Yeah. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah. Their Cleveland has the second best title odds. And, if he could go back to Cleveland and be a missing piece for them.
Win another one for him? Or maybe be the guy who brings the Knicks to the Canyon of Heroes.
Man, here's the deal, right? He ain't even got to move. Just come to the clip show, get us a chip.
Okay.
Then you'll be like, imagine that. Imagine being the guy who makes the Los Angeles Clippers a laughing stock of change.
Bill Simmons threw this out, and he's getting roasted for it, but it's still kind of funny. Would you trade Kawhi for LeBron straight up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I stutter?
You would. Both of you would.
You know, I love Kawhi. But the availability thing is a kind of a problem.
You think?
Look.
LeBron's more available than Kawhi.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't got a LeBron fathead. I got a Kawhi fathead, but still.
Here's another one that Bill threw out. Would you trade Kat for LeBron straight up?
Fathead's probably injured.
Mm.
Shut up.
Wow, Jay Felly.
Jay Felly, top rope. That was slip that in there.
It's so funny that Jay never says anything, and he blows darts right at the neck of TJ Jefferson every now and then, and TJ's like, you're better when you don't say anything.
Because it is.
The fact is, I've been told to shut up are so creative.
Yeah, I know, that's right.
Because I hyped him up, right? You don't understand. Not like to get
Archie
off
to Edith Bunker.
I try to hype him up to speak, and when he does, he tries to come for the king.
Cat for LeBron, would you do it?
No.
That's a yes.
No, I would not.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
No, oh my, come on, man.
You know, LeBron, well, LeBron's not playing much D.
Who's playing? I mean, they did get another center, right? Yabusele?
Yeah, from the Sixers.
All right, let's go to Adobe in Minneapolis here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Adobe?
Photo shop?
Nice. Yes, hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What's on your mind?
I would like to do the win-loss for the Giants, but before that, do I have time to ask a question?
You, Adobe, the time's yours, as Andy Reid might say. What's up?
Okay, so I want to say congratulations on you moving up professionally. Oh. And so since you want to, you know, spin the block, my question is, are we still going to have the Rich Eisen Show channel on Roku?
Great.
You're the reason why I bought a Roku.
I appreciate you saying that, Adobe. Thank you for that. Yeah, the idea is, let's put it this way. The idea is for that to happen.
Okay.
We will see. We will see. But I appreciate that. And the great news is I'm here for the next 2 months for sure. And okay. And on top of it, some great shows. Seth Rollins is going to sit in this chair in a couple of weeks. You know, we're
sure.
We're keeping on keeping on because we adore our relationship with our friends at Roku. For real. Okay. I appreciate you saying that. Now then.
Hey, Rich, most importantly, yes. You got Spin the Block used with your name, and that's a first time.
I like it. I appreciate that. So, Adobe, why are you a Giant fan in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
So, I was born in New York.
Okay.
And loved the Giants. I was looking at the Giants and the Jets.
Okay.
And I love the Giants. Which, by the way, you are a New York Jets fan, aren't you?
That is a fact. I grew up one. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So you were quick to do a win-loss for the Chiefs, but not a win-loss for the Jets.
Wow. Adobe is on it right now.
Thank you, Adobe.
What was the phrase?
Listen, I just want to make sure because, you know, you were getting on too far for being a L.A. Dodger fan now.
Yeah.
Because you're not a Yankee fan.
Why wouldn't I?
So I just want to make sure you're not switching on us here.
No. Adobe.
I like you, Adobe.
Adobe, listen.
Keep your hand in check.
Adobe is holding feet to the fire.
Yes, she is.
And she's using this moment to get information about the future of our show and its distribution.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But now it's time, Adobe.
I don't want to answer your question.
What's the question? What's the question? There is no question. What's the question?
There is no question. Are you still a Jets fan?
Yeah.
Are you going to do a win or loss for the Jets?
I will do a win loss for the Jets when the time is appropriate.
When the time is appropriate. Oh, interesting.
About throwing darts.
But the time right now, Adobe.
It's your time.
Is yours. Well, by the way, to use a phrase that's probably happening right now, I'm reclaiming my time. All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go. Adobe in Minneapolis. What's going to happen to the Washington Commanders? You're beating the Commanders week one, the Giants?
We've been their bust down week one. Yes, we are.
Okay. Now, let's go take on the Cowboys in Dallas. What happens then?
Is this home or away?
It's at Dallas.
Oh, we're going to lose.
Okay. Yeah, you know. 1-1. By the way, what the hell do the schedule makers do to the Cowboys, to the Giants here? At Washington, at Dallas, in their home opener on a Sunday night against the Chiefs.
They got something against Dave.
Yeah, it's brutal.
What's happening now?
It's brutal.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'll give it to the Chiefs.
Okay, 1-2, home for the Chargers.
We win.
2-2 at the Saints.
We win.
3-2, home for the Eagles on Prime Video to kick off week 6 on a Thursday.
We're going to win.
That's a 3-game win streak now. 4-2 at the Broncos.
We win.
5-2 at the Eagles.
We lose.
5-3, home for the Niners.
We lose.
5-4 at the Bears.
We win.
6-4, home for the Packers.
We win.
7-4 at the Lions.
We lose.
7-5 at the Patriots on a Monday night.
Oh. We win.
Oh.
8-5 off the bye, home for the Commanders. Are we sweeping?
We sweep.
That's
Whoa.
It. 9-5, home for the Vikings.
We lose.
9-6 at the Raiders on a Saturday.
Oh, we win.
Shocking.
10-6 home for the Cowboys. Do it, Adobe. Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do
it. Don't do it.
Oh. Wow. 10-7 Adobe in Minneapolis. Okay. All right. Well done. What a delight. Don't lose our number. Why is this the first time you're calling us?
Oh, no. This is my second time.
Okay. Well, then it's great to chat with you again. My apologies.
Adobe, don't lose that number.
Okay. Very good. Is there, you know, I've got about 30 seconds left. Is there anything else on your checklist you want to check off here?
Yes, I do. So I just don't want you to be on TJ because he hasn't done the win-loss for the Cowboys. Since you haven't done one for the Jets yet. So
okay.
I'm the only one that's done it yet, Adobe.
Okay.
Thank you, Adobe.
I know. You're the only one.
Thank you.
You call back and keep holding us accountable, okay?
Don't worry, Adobe. I'm going to do it.
In this world, there are too few people being held accountable for their words and actions.
Exactly. In this business, for sure.
Outside of these walls. You keep us on our P's and Q's,
keep
please.
Us honest.
Adobe in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering, 10-7, right? That's what they said?
Alan Dallas had the same record for the Giants, by the way.
Giants win total in Vegas is 5.5.
Five.
Over 9.5 wins will get you 8-1 on your money.
Mm.
8-1.
I've not heard one person say lose to the Raiders in any of these yet.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should do the Raiders win loss.
When are you
going to
do Raiders win loss?
Yeah, when are you going to do it?
Hey, don't shift it on me.
All three of you are cowards. I'm the only one that's gone.
First of all, I do mine first every year. This is the first time I didn't go first.
Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question.
16-0, man.
Out of
we need Frank.
Out of the week one contests, I don't know if you got that board. Screw it. Let's do it. Although I see Tom's
checking in.
Tom can wait.
Okay.
Put the week one schedule up. Okay. Cowboys, Eagles,
yeah.
Chiefs, Chargers in Brazil, that's Dolphins, nice. Colts, Raiders, Patriots.
We have a bet. Good
Cardinals,
games. We have a bet.
What's Saints,
our, what's our bet?
Steelers, Jets. Hear me out. Falcons hosting the Bucks, Bengals at Browns, Jaguars hosting the Panthers, Titans at Broncos, Niners at Seahawks, Lions at Packers. Texans at Rams, Ravens at Bills, Vikings at Bears.
Oh my.
Name me a bigger shocker than what Adobe just predicted that the Giants beat the Commanders in week one. Would there be a bigger shocker? Maybe Cam Ward going into Denver and winning week one? Name me, but it could be, well, the Broncos were a little fugazi. Tell me a bigger shocker. Because if the Cowboys go into Philadelphia and ruin that night, would that shock you as much as the Giants with maybe Russ going into the Commanders and getting the Commanders 0-1?
I think I'd be pretty surprised if whoever the quarterback is for the Browns beat the Bengals.
But that's
the Browns have usually.
The Bengals are constantly 0-2, 0-3, digging holes for themselves.
I get it. I'm just saying that I would be pretty surprised, but not as much as Giants
beating the Commanders in week one.
I'd be stunned.
Name me.
Survivor pool.
That's what I'm saying.
Every pick is going to be the Commanders and Survivor.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Week one Survivor, everyone's picking the Commanders.
Adobe just gave us a little bit of content. A lot of content.
The Browns are 6-4 against the Bengals in the last 5 years.
We'll take a break. Yeah. Although Tommy P he's off the Zoom.
Oh, now he's
is
out.
Is what I said?
He's pissed.
Did I just talk Tommy? Did I just talk Tommy P out of
the room? I think he found a hair out of place here.
Good.
Oh, wow.
I was about to say.
By the way, if I had that standard, I wouldn't host this show ever.
Or you'd make sure. That'll never happen to us.
Yeah, look at us.
All is beautiful.
Tommy P, everybody, when we come back. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Adobe set the bar real high for everyone on hold.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What if I told you you can take you and your family and your friends to the ballpark with such low-priced tickets, you can invest more in buying food and drinks, merchandise, and easily, on top of all of it, get a larger group to come with you? That's where Game Time Tickets comes in, the official ticketing partner of The Rich Eisen Show. Browse through that Game Time app and automatically you'll see features that become your favorites. Last-minute tickets, zone deals. You see views from all seats in the venue. Lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection. And the best part about it is you see your entire total up front, so no surprise fees hit you at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem our code EISEN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Bring on Tommy P, everybody. Bring him on. There he is, back in his old haunt.
You're back. You're home.
What's up, Tom?
Been so long since I was on from here, Rich, that I had to turn the lights on in the backdrop. I'm like,
hey, look at that.
I brought those up just for you. What's up, my boys in the studio?
Hey, Tommy P. Tommy P, love you.
Are we done?
Always have.
Okay. Okay. Good to see you, Tom. What's going on, man?
It's been an interesting week. This is supposed to be a nice, calm holiday week.
Oh, yeah. So I saw Rap Sheet was in Tulum. You know, of course, he's just like, oh, let me do a video here. I happen to be in Tulum. Look at me. Yeah, I'm in Tulum.
Big vacation flex.
Oh, my God. Right? Wasn't it?
So he's on Monday. He's about to tour the Mayan ruins.
Yes.
I'm on the Peloton. And listen,
oh, workout flex.
Workout flex. The one's on a holiday flex. Jesus. He's on a workout flex.
Flex off. Master flex.
We all knew the Jalen Ramsey trade. There were signs that that was trending toward happening. I get a frantic text at like 9 o'clock from Ian being like, hey, don't mess this up. But it's happening. I'm like, I know. He's like, I got bad cell service. I'm in Tulum. And so he's then like live text me being like, I'm about to step into a class where we learn to make paella. Just tell me, just if you speak first, just go from both. I'm like, I know, I got it, man. We've done this 100 times. So yeah, if you thought that Ian normally would be paranoid when a trade's about to happen, Imagine Ian on vacation. It is somehow 10 times worse.
Wow. That's insiders right there.
That's inside the insiders.
That is insider information.
Love it. That's fantastic.
Right there. Was he taking that paella class with Costanza's mom? Was that
she made enough paella? What's she supposed to do with all that paella? I can't remember if that was the dish. It was some type of soup, because then later in the day, after the hours-long freakout, I got a photo and it looked like some green liquid with croutons in it. I don't know if that's what it was supposed to look like, but he did successfully make something that definitionally was soup.
Fantastic information. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. For those now listening in, Tom Pelissero joined us on the Roku channel only segment, gave us some fantastic insider information on Ian Rappaport and him conversing on a June 30th when they're all pretty much on their off time, PTOing. And the Steelers and the Dolphins are like, we got your PTO right here. And it was, let me just put it this way. That insider information, seek it out on our YouTube as well as the re-air of this show or our podcast, because that put the plus in NFL plus, that information right there. All right. So why did the Dolphins and Jalen Ramsey have to split up, Tom?
This was really something that had been going on, Rich, for several months now, long before it became public when we reported back in April that the Dolphins and Jalen Ramsey and his agent David Mulugeta had talked and that they were going to trade him. This had been in the works for quite some time. And there were things that you've heard a little of this from Mike McDaniel and others in Miami in terms of what the culture was and some things that they felt like they needed to do better. If you rewind to a year ago, The Dolphins were coming off a situation where they had acquired Jalen Ramsey. He suffered that injury in training camp in the early stages, ended up coming back. This is 2023, but him and Vic Fangio never really clicked. And Vic Fangio, ultimately, it was a parting of ways, but really Vic was getting fired. They were going to move on from Vic. He wanted to go back to Philly. Part of that, not the whole part by any stretch, but part of that was Jalen Ramsey didn't like that Vic was very set to his scheme. It wasn't necessarily open to input or have the flexibility to put Jalen Ramsey in what he thought were the positions to succeed. And so not only did they keep Jalen Ramsey while moving on from Vic, they also doubled down and paid Jalen Ramsey on a new extension last year in camp that made him once again the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. They also paid Tyreek Hill last year, again, on a deal that had time remaining. And then the Dolphins went through a year that was really frustrating on a lot of levels. They had a ton of injuries. Tua missed time once again. They didn't have either of their pass rushers. They just didn't play great. Tyreek didn't look like himself. And that led them to the point where they needed to really think about what this program was going to look like moving forward here. So in the end, then, how that ends up with Jalen Ramsey going to the Steelers, they were on and off talks, Rich, for weeks prior to this. And part of the question was, within the league, would Jalen Ramsey ultimately accept a trade to go to Pittsburgh? He had never played in a cold weather climate before. Of course, Jalen had had his thumb on the scale in the previous trades when he went from Jacksonville to the Rams and from the Rams to Miami. There was a thought that LA was the most likely destination, but the Rams just didn't really have the cash and cap to pay Jalen Ramsey the full amount that he was due. The Chargers, never say never with how they operate in that front office, but never really sounded like they got to a point of making the type of offer that the Dolphins would consider. I know this, Chris Greer, the Dolphins GM, made a lot of phone calls, explored a lot of different things. Many of them were player for player types of trades because Jalen Ramsey had such a big number that if the Dolphins were going to get out of paying most or all of it, and they did ultimately get out from underpaying most of it, they were going to have to take a high salary player in return. It just so happened that the Dolphins then also had a situation with Jonnu Smith, who happens to be the Steelers offensive coordinator Arthur Smith's favorite tight end, where he too became available. The Steelers had a guy in Minkah Fitzpatrick who's due $15.5 million this season. His ball production in particular over the last couple of years has not been the same. Minkah's still only 28, but maybe not quite the same player he was the first time around in Miami. They get a more versatile player, albeit one who's being paid more, in Jalen Ramsey. They think they can do a lot of different things with him. And a bonus out of that trade then is they get a guy in Jonnu Smith who's coming off a productive season in Miami. And based upon his knowledge of the scheme going back to Atlanta, they think he's going to be plug and play despite missing the spring, and he'll be able to contribute immediately.
All right. Well, again, so a lot of numbers you just threw out there. And again, it's a $12 million contract for 1 year for Jonnu Smith, which triples his salary. It's 26.
It's a one-year, right? $12 million extension.
I got
so
it.
So okay. It probably works out to less than that. But point taken, okay. Yes, he is making more money in Pittsburgh than he was.
Right. The Steelers gave him a raise, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Steelers gave a little bit of a raise to Jalen Ramsey,
not
or no?
Not entirely. Okay. Jalen Ramsey got a raise. But that's because, as conditions of the deal, the Dolphins already paid him $4 million back in March as part of his contract and a bonus.
Yes.
Then they had to take on $3 million, which was really $1.5 from this year and $1.5 from next year. So the Dolphins paid that out as a lump sum with $3 million. So in the end, Jalen Ramsey does make more money, which is great for Jalen Ramsey, another $1.5 million in 2025. But really, that's the Dolphins paying upfront $1.5 of his salary.
Ah.
Next year
got
for
it.
Him to end up in Pittsburgh.
Okay, so it's not the Steelers giving it to him, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Steelers
are
paying the vast majority. The other,
understand.
Whatever you subtract everything, it's around $20 million that the Steelers are paying Jalen Ramsey.
Understood. But and this is one of the many reasons why we have you on, Tom, is because the one of the stories to come out of this trade or topics of discussion, certainly nationwide, online, TV, radio, all of it, is that the Steelers gave raises to Jonnu Smith and to Jalen Ramsey, and they got a guy in T.J. Watt looking for his, and he doesn't have it yet. And thus, these two sides can split. And I now give you the floor on what the heck is going on between the Steelers and T.J. Watt. Tom.
Well, Like a lot of negotiations, Rich, the Steelers have been trying to give TJ Watt that raise. They've been trying to do an extension with him. The sides just aren't there yet in terms of exactly what that needs to look like. TJ Watt's due about $21 million in the last year of his contract. Certainly there's an acknowledgement for all parties that that's not the worth of TJ Watt. But the question becomes, with a 31-year-old pass rusher, are you willing to pay him upwards of $40 million per year coming off a back half of 2024 where he didn't and the defense didn't play the way that we've been accustomed to seeing them in the past? TJ Watt's been a durable player, but he has played through a lot of injuries too in recent years here. Again, the Steelers stand willing to pay him, Rich, and I would tell you, not making a prediction, but I would tell you, based upon my reading of the situation, if and when a deal gets done with TJ Watt in Pittsburgh, and I've said repeatedly here and elsewhere, I believe that they will find a way, if not before training camp, then before the season, to get that done. It is going to be north of Myles Garrett. It is going to be upwards of $40 million per year, which then in turn is going to have an impact on some of these other pass rushers that are looking for new deals as well. The question becomes, all right, if it's going to be whatever the number is, $41, $42 million, what's the structure of that? What are the guarantees in that contract? If it's, say, just to throw out a ballpark number, $120 million fully guaranteed for TJ Watt, do you feel comfortable with a player that age who does have an injury history, not coming off the best ending to the season, paying that type of money? If you're TJ Watt, you're going, this is probably the last big bite at the apple I'm going to have. I've got the leverage because the Steelers right now on paper are all in, and I'm a big part of that. And if I don't get the contract I want, I'm going to make this a headache for them going all the way through training camp. Would TJ Watt ever say, I'm just going to retire rather than playing for $21 million? That's hard to imagine, but there's a lot of different directions that these things can go. Do I anticipate that TJ Watt gets traded? No. Never say never. In the NFL in 2025, Rich, we've seen wilder things than this happen, particularly, again, with older players. But you have to ask yourself this, in an offseason where they have absolutely gone all in on veteran players.
Exactly. Let's
call that, not old players. Veteran players who are geared to win now. Bring in Aaron Rodgers, bring in DK Metcalf, who's still young, but another high-priced veteran player. You bring in Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay. Trading away TJ Watt will be so antithetical to the way that you are building this roster. It wouldn't make sense. But the other part of it is, even if you get to a point and you're like, we're at a stalemate, what can you get at this point for TJ Watt? For one thing, a 2026 draft pick doesn't help you. But even if you were getting a 2026 draft pick, is somebody giving up a first round pick and more for TJ Watt? Again, never say never, Rich, but when the Bengals were at Trey Hendrickson's request, shopping Trey Hendrickson earlier this offseason, they were asking for a first round pick. They weren't being offered a first round pick for a guy who led the league in sacks last year and has like 35 sacks over the past two seasons. They're almost the exact same age. They both want a new contract. Trey Hendrickson's been asking for less than TJ Watt has been asking for, and they didn't get offered a one. That really raises the question then, and Trey Hendrickson's also been more, a little bit more durable. He hasn't been as banged up. He played better down the stretch last season. Could the Steelers even get a first-round pick? If you're offered a second or something, which again is a 2026 second that doesn't help you when you're all in 2025, would it even make sense to consider it? So I wouldn't rule anything out. There's a lot of different ways that this can go. Certainly, you know that TJ Watt is frustrated at this point, that things are not worked out here. What do I see being the most likely way that this sorts itself out? Sometime between now and September 8th, I think, is their opener. They end up getting a deal done with TJ Watt. When does that happen? What do the numbers look like? All I would tell you, Rich, is it is going to be big money. And I do believe, again, pending any other deals to get done between now and then, I believe we're going to see a reset in the edge market again.
Damn straight, man. Like, this is, Morgan Freeman, Oscars, standing ovation GIF right now. There's no reason to play footsie with TJ Watt when every other egg is in the Aaron Rodgers 2025 basket for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if you're telling me that the idea of surpassing the annual average value of Myles Garrett's contract, or at least on an annual basis, right, is something the Steelers don't have a problem with, this is going to get done. It's just the only matter of when and what it looks like and anything like that. And certainly, again, Rodgers is working out with Steelers right now. Like, the photographs are all over the place of him being with his teammates out here. I think it's out here in Southern California, right, gents? And
now, baby.
I mean,
yeah.
Please. I mean, like the wheels are in motion, man. Like the bonding is in motion. Like this is rolling, and TJ Watt sitting at home right now, you know, I'm sure is like, you know, like this. He wants to be in training camp. He understands that the chance for success is not holding in or holding out. And the Steelers know this too. Like, I understand. We had Jerry Dulac on earlier this week. He gave like August 23rd or on as when he thinks midnight's going to strike. It should strike in 3 weeks. Like, get this guy in. Don't have Tomlin being asked all these questions that makes him pissed off for just a moment. Obviously, he can put velvet ropes around a conversation media-wise like nobody's business. But what are we doing here? Like, figure out the math, get him in. We all know, like, you're, as you said, what are you going to get, a one, even if you're lucky? For what? For the future? No, the future's now in Pittsburgh.
What team wants to give up a first-round pick and over $40 million per year for a 31-year-old pass rusher? It's got to be. It's a short list.
I know. It's not just any. It's not just any 31-year-old pass rusher, though, right? I mean,
and think you're one player away. Right. But that's a ton. It's just a ton to give up, because at most, what are you thinking? You're getting two or three more years of prime TJ Watt. It's a hard sell. Those deals don't happen a whole lot. I would say this, and Jerry, who knows that team inside and out, he's probably right, because let's also remember this, Rich. TJ Watt doesn't do a ton in training camp anyway. Right. Mike Tomlin doesn't exactly grind his veterans. The young guys, I mean, you go to Steelers camp, they are hitting. It's the pads on, right, and it is, you know, they're still doing, you know, versions of like an Oklahoma-style drill, which you just don't see anyplace else. But like, he takes it pretty easy on the guys that he knows need more rest here. So when would TJ Watt really be ramping things up? It's probably down the stretch in training camp. The sooner the better, but you know, they're one of the last teams to report. I think they're a July 23rd reporting date team. So they're one of the last teams in, and you know, we'll see exactly, you know, what transpires between now and then. Any idea of a trade, barring some team calling up Omar Khan today and saying, hey, we'll give you a first round pick and more for TJ Watt, even then I think there's a real conversation of like, does this make any sense for us? I don't see that happening. I think that this is going to be something that it does get resolved. But again, we've seen strange things happen in the past. So stay tuned to exactly how this thing ends up getting resolved.
Lastly, Joe Shane, he must have had a surprising, or he probably saw it coming, but talk about getting any draft capital dropped in your lap for Darren Waller out of the blue, right? Like that had to please the Giants. Clearly, you know, Waller's not playing for them anymore. And so what's the Darren Waller backstory with him winding up with the Dolphins as the tight end of choice to fill the Jonnu Smith void, Tom?
I think this is really fascinating, Rich. And if there were any place that Darren Waller was going to play, it was going to be Miami. In fact, my understanding is Darren Waller and Drew Rosenhaus talked to the Giants last week. And that was the message, which was, listen, he's either going to stay retired or he's going to play for the Dolphins. He really wants to go and play in Miami. And to Joe Shane's credit, he didn't drag this out and hold him over the coals. He worked toward a common sense solution that was going to be able to get something for Darren Waller in the form of a sixth round pick in next year's draft. And the Dolphins get a low risk flyer on a guy who's reunited with the coach that he had the best years of his life with. Frank Smith, who's now the offensive coordinator with the Dolphins, was the Raiders tight ends coach when Darren Waller was a monster for a couple of years there. He was one of the best tight ends in the entire NFL, one of the most unique weapons in terms of just how big and physical and fast and the wingspan and all those things. He was really, really good, and part of that was he had this unique connection with Frank Smith. We all know the Darren Waller story in terms of the past struggles with drug addiction, his career, his life, very much being on the ropes, coming back and showing that he could be, you know, this caliber of a player there. Those two, Frank Smith and Darren Waller, are like brothers. They are that close. Mm. And so when Darren Waller began to have that feeling like, maybe I would want to give this another shot, he wasn't going to go back to the Giants. The only place he was going to go was Miami. Now you're Mike McDaniel. And yes, he's 33 years old. Darren Waller turns 33 in September. He didn't play last season. There's all kinds of reasons that I understand for people to be skeptical of this. But everything I've been told is he is mentally and physically refreshed. He's in a good place. All of a sudden last year, the Dolphins offense through the course of the season, both because of what they were dealing with at quarterback when Tua was out, the offensive line issues, Teron Armstead being beat up, they basically went from this fast-paced, wide-open, vertical strike offense, Rich, to like a ball control style of offense. Well, now all of a sudden, if you get something close to the Darren Waller that we've seen at his peak in the past, that is a big detached weapon that you can line up inside, you can line them up outside, mm-hmm. and utilize that to sort of offset the speed that you have with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. I think it's a fun idea. And again, your worst case is you're out a sixth round pick next year. Your upside here is you get a piece that maybe with Devon Achane continuing to come on, you hope that Tua can stay healthy, all those things. You're hoping maybe this is something that Darren Waller is going to get a boatload of balls thrown in his direction, and that's going to give you the opportunity to exploit certain mismatches as we head here into 2025.
Hey, Tom, I'm looking at the Dolphins depth chart. Tua, obviously, is the key. Achane, along with Jalen Wright and Alexander Mattison, is the running back room top three. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and to me, one of the more unheralded pickups of the offseason, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Is the third wide receiver there with some other massive speed on the wide receiver depth chart with Waller and Ingold. You protect Tua, keep him healthy, and this is the Mike McDaniel vision, right? Fast, quick, and get a ton of points. And if Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are healthy, my guy Kenneth Grant being drafted, obviously they're now greener in the corner position, but that's your Dolphins 2025 outlook with just looking at the depth chart, not too shabby, Tom.
And you're hoping that Minkah Fitzpatrick, just right. as a veteran player, is going to be able to stabilize the back end with a really young secondary around him. It all comes down. This isn't breaking news. It all comes down to Tua, his ability to stay on the field. Look at Mike McDaniel's record when Tua Tagovailoa is his starting quarterback. It's very good. When he's not out there, it's not as good. And you can say that about most any team in the NFL. You lose the starting quarterback, then no matter who you have as the backup, you're probably in some deep trouble if you got to get through more than 2 to 4 games. The difference with Tua is there's a long injury history here, going all the way back to Alabama, the tightrope surgery on his ankle, the dislocated hip, then obviously the concussions in the NFL. You just don't know. He's doing everything he can, right? Every year we have the stories. He's learning martial arts, ways to fall. He is going to protect himself more. He's going to get down. And then you'll see him, and all of a sudden the instincts kick in, and he lowers his head into somebody in the red zone on a run, and he ends up missing a couple of months. That's what this all boils down to for the Miami Dolphins, is keeping Tua Tagovailoa healthy. If he is, I do think that you can see their path forward here in terms of we're going to be able to compete. We're going to be able to get the ball to all these different playmakers here and be good enough on defense. If something happens to Tua, then you're down to Zach Wilson, who has a ton of ability, but has been a roller coaster ride, to say the least, in his NFL career, though I do think he's in a really good spot now with Mike playing in the same offense he was drafted for with Mike LaFleur out there with the Jets. And then he's competing with Quinn Ewers, who's kind of the opposite, where the physical traits may not be there, but he has won and he's been there and been in big games over and over again. Is there a clear answer there? Are you handing this off to somebody who you feel like can step right in? Probably not if you're a Dolphins fan. You got to keep Tua on the field. And if that doesn't happen, if Tua were to get hurt again, and certainly none of us are rooting for that to happen, but there's going to be decisions for everybody to make as we head into 2026. And the other function, Rich, of that Jalen Ramsey trade is they pick up a guy in Minkah Fitzpatrick now who they could cut after the season if they wanted to clear a bunch more money off the books with no cap consequences. They removed the future Jalen Ramsey guaranteed money. They gave themselves more flexibility, actually, as we head into 2026. Well, the Steelers got all the flexibility because Jalen Ramsey will probably start at outside corner, but he can play nickel. He can play safety. They can move him around into different positions. We'll see. I hate outcome-based analysis. We're looking at this in advance, but you can understand why both teams did this deal, and it's going to be fascinating to watch the ripple effects across both teams in 2025.
Tom, you the man. Have a great fourth. We'll chat. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle.
And Hyundai's offer available class executive advanced safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
True or false, Bill Pullman, when promoting Independence Day in South America, some people actually thought you were the real president of the United States. Is that true or false?
Well, I think that they hadn't seen the movie yet. And they were told that I was the president of the United States.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you lose the word in the movie, mm-hmm. you know, or those words, it just becomes you're the president of the United States. And that it kicked in some really interesting things. And probably the most bizarre was they had kind of cigarette girls that were with little pillbox hats and short skirts and everything. And they walked down the red carpet with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got that because I didn't know that presidents get that. That's a good deal. And I think it was because they thought I was the president. I don't know, maybe. But yeah, there was that feeling. It was a good period. And then after people saw the movie, they realized, right, you're not the real president.
Is it true that that scene with you with the bullhorn and rallying the troops to fight the aliens, that was one take, one and done?
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
Not true. Yeah, I never heard that.
That's a true.
That's out there.
Is that exactly what we were talking about?
Yeah, yeah, Bill. We've heard that you were just so into it, and everyone was just so caught up in the moment of the speech. There was one take, and they just had to reshoot kind of people's reaction.
Oh man! Well, we did have to go fast, and it was late in the. It was early morning when we did it. You know, it was like 3 or 4 in the morning or something.
Yeah.
But. You know, with when you're dealing with a director like Roland Emmerich, you got masters, you got, you know, all that. I think what was really improvisational about it was kept, you know, and I realized that they probably used those early takes because, like, when the microphone didn't work and I had to kind of tap it and everything, that was kind of real.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was all, you know, happening, but... I think I had a few whacks at it. You know, you have to be ready to sustain. I love the mythology of I did it in one take.
Yes, sir. Right? Well, I like to refer to it as one take Richie. That's the way I refer to myself sometimes on this show.
Why not?
So that is the mythology of it, I guess. And so for is it also true that you're asked as Bill Pullman to be the president of the United States again, and that voice, and just do all sorts of crazy stuff? Is that true as
You're
asked to that all the time.
It's there's just it's somehow buried in people. But then you realize maybe they want me to go, I don't need to do that. But do you know the speech? And then they'll perform the whole speech for you.
Is that right?
Yeah. I've had that probably 10 times, you know, where I've actually said, do you know, I had some inkling, you know, and yeah, I had to do it for my, and they were hoping that I would get to see them do it, you mm-hmm. know, which is, I'd like that better than me having to. You want me to do the speech
yes,
now?
Yes, because it's that good.
Am I a dog with a bone?
That might be a new drop. Am I a dog with a bone?
I'm on it.
That might be a good new drop.
Jay Felly.
Out of Bill Pullman from 4 years ago.
Dang.
Happy Independence Day. Essentially what we're saying here from the Rich Eisen Show. Everybody do it safely tomorrow, obviously. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. There's one phone line open. There'll be two in a second because I'm about to take a phone call right here on the program. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's go to our friend Al in Dallas. What's up, Albert? How you doing?
Richard, happy 4th of July to
thanks,
all my
pal.
Friends.
Same to you.
Same to you, buddy.
Same to you.
And I knew I had to call in because obviously you guys are off next week.
Yes.
And I wanted to give you an opposite. You know, you had that that sports psychologist on.
The author Jim Murphy. Yes. Excellence.
Jim Murphy.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Aim at the Woods.
Yeah, that wasn't his best advice. Not his best advice. But he basically said, you know, aim at the woods in a practice round and hit it out. So at least you could, you know, get that out of your system. And what he said, just realize you can survive it. Don't worry about it. It takes away the negative thoughts, mm-hmm. was his opinion.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. No. So listen, you are success of what you do.
Thank you.
And you work with a tremendous amount of alpha male gorillas, right? Who are used to success, right?
Okay.
Especially on the NFL. So like you have to like this is huge for you, Richard. This is like bragging rights forever if you are moderately successful.
Right? The bar's low. Is that your advice? Your advice is bar's low. So enjoy yourself, and if you surpass it, good stuff. And if you don't, that's what we expected. Is that what you're saying, Al? Is that your advice?
I mean, you're not going to go out and shoot the course record.
That's
and you're
correct.
Not going to, you know, Marty Fisk got nothing to worry about. But,
that's correct.
I saw your swing, by the way, on IG. Very, very good.
Thank you, Al.
You're grinding.
I'm working on it.
But go out and, you know, put some pressure on yourself, you know, pressure creates diamonds, you know, don't remember where, you know, your roots, your Staten Island kid. We're all tough from the boroughs and the Strong Island and just go out there and do your thing, but don't be aiming the ball at the lake or at the boat.
No, I will not.
People are boozing and all that stuff.
Thank you.
That's just not, you know.
Thank you, Al.
Don't do that, man.
Al in Dallas.
Wow. Right? Oh, good advice, Al. Good advice.
American Century Championship, here I come. Same as hour number three here on the Rich Eisen Show. Always great to chat with Al in Dallas right here on the program. So for those of you who might be new to this show, we've been around for close to 11 years.
Been around.
And we've met a ton of people. And one of our favorite people we want to give a birthday shout out to. We found out about one of the biggest sports fans of all time, certainly in the Cleveland area, existed on the planet. And we needed to know about this person. And it is the grandmother of the comedian and actor Rick Glassman, the great grandma Gloria Glassman, who did make an appearance in a sequin Browns chemise 10 years ago, right?
10 years ago.
Well, Rick tweeting out, and the comedian Adam Ray made sure I knew about this because he's a delightful human on the planet, that Triple G, the original Triple G, right? Grandma Gloria Glassman is turning 95 years old.
Years young.
Wow. And you know, a video message or whatever. On his, guess what? We're doing a whole segment on it right here.
Doing it live.
Doing it live. The great grandma Gloria Glassman. And I guess what this means is, in terms of longevity, is have a great family. Mm-hmm. With all due respect, I'm assuming it's still the same way. Drink heavily during Browns games. And if you got curse words in your heart,
use them.
And in your soul, let it out. I'm assuming it's the same way as
I was trying to remember what she said her drink was. Was it a Manhattan?
I think it was a Manhattan. Tom Collins?
Sorry for
not remembering Grandma Gloria Glassman. But whatever it is, hopefully just hammering it back.
That's right.
and you're dreaming of a 10 win. Let's get 10 wins out of the Browns, right? Let's get LeBron back to the Cavs. What else we got? The Guardians. Let's get the Guardians moving.
It was just right? announced that the Cleveland's getting their WNBA team back.
There you go. All right.
In a couple years, yep.
Grandma Gloria going to the WNBA games. Let's get that going. That's the way you live long. You survive the Browns every time you're watching. Didn't she would leave the room, right? When do you leave the room, Grandma Gloria? Is that what you do?
Yeah. Browns get a new stadium?
When they begin to get you upset, they get a new stadium. Look at this.
Yeah.
So, happy 95th birthday to the great Grandma Gloria Glassman.
Yes,
G to the fourth
Triple
power.
G.
We love you, Grandma Gloria Glassman. There you are in all your splendor back in the day, right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Happy birthday.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.